I would like to introduce some dear friends of mine and my wife, Sharon. And as I say your names, if you would stand up, and I'll just say a few words. Tim and Donna Siebold. Tim and Donna have been our friends for many years in ministry at Graceway, and Tim is my prayer partner and a dear, dear brother. And I'm so happy he could be here today, his wife. And then I'd like to introduce Sam and Mary Shockley. Pastor Sam was one who, when I first got to Kansas City, I was selling shoes. And I sold him a pair of shoes, or maybe two pairs. And he introduced me to Graceway, and he is a dear, dear brother. And Pastor Sam recently retired. At the end of the service, he's going to sing for us a song.
Sam is a very good friend. When I was in the church, I was a teacher. I also sold a pair of shoes to Sam. 然后他带我到 Graceway 教会的，然后我们在一起有很多的经历，谢谢他们今天到我们当中。在我今天讲完之后，他会给我们一起唱一首歌。
I'd also like to introduce his daughter, Denisha Snell. I hope I said that right. And Denisha went on a team trip to Taiwan last summer with her daughter, I'm just so happy that she has an interest in Taiwan and in China, and glad to have her here with us today.
我愿意介绍她的女儿，等一下，她是在台湾有一段短宣的经历，我非常感谢她对台湾对中国人有这样的负担。
And then I'd like to introduce, and I hope I say your name correctly, Iyabo, and her son Michael. And Iyabo is from Nigeria, and your father is Dr. E. Warren. And Dr. E. Warren, Samuel E. Warren, he and I taught for many years together at the Rogers Middle School. And thank you so much for being here.
I don't know how to pronounce your name. 我也介绍这一位，他的跟他的儿子，他的父亲以前跟我在一起在学校教书。
Let's bow for prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for all your grace. We thank you for your love.
父神，我们感谢你的恩典，感谢你的爱。
Thank you that we can come to hear your word today.
感谢你，我们今天能够听你的话语。
Ask that your Holy Spirit would fill your servant and give me the words to say.
愿你的圣灵充满你仆人的心，让我能够讲出你的话语来。
We give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name.
我们愿我们的荣耀都归给你。祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
There are 5 summers that I have gone to Taiwan or to China to do English camps.
我有5次去中国或者台湾夏令营。
In these English camps, we teach, of course, English, and we try to make it fun, but we also try to teach character qualities.
这些英文的夏令营，我们也教他们英文，但是我们也通过教英文来教导他们怎么样。
One summer in Inner Mongolia in Baotou, at the university and high school students, we taught in the afternoon the character quality of forgiveness.
有一次我们去内蒙古包头，给那些高中的孩子教导他们怎么样去饶恕。
And in our class, these were university students, these were high school students, and many of them had never heard of forgiveness before.
这些班上有高中生，也有大学生，他们从来没有听过怎么样做去饶恕别人。
So we, the teachers, we acted out this parable that Jesus gave you read today.
我们做老师的，我们就做一个演出，然后把这一段刚刚你们所读的这段经文来把它演出来。
The story of this parable, the man who owed his master, the king, he owed like 20 to 30 years of wages.
那个故事当中的那个仆人，他欠了主人将近有30年，相当于30年的收入。
He was not able to pay, and the master ordered that he and his wife and the children and all that they had should be sold to repay the debt.
他没有办法还这个债，所以主人说要把他的妻儿、妻子儿女一起卖了，所有的一切都卖了偿还。
So the servant, he got down on his knees and he begged the master to forgive him and give him more time to be patient with him.
所以那个仆人就跪在地上，求他的主人说：“宽容我，让我将来能够还清你的债。”
And that master took pity on him, canceled the whole debt, and let him go.
那个仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他所有的债。
As soon as that servant left, he found one of his servants who owed him one day's wage.
那个仆人出来之后，看见有个同伴欠了他将近大约相当于1000的债。
And so he grabbed him. And he said to him, he began to choke him, pay back what you owe me.
所以他就抓住他，陷住他的喉咙，说，把你所欠的还给我。
And that servant also fell on his knees, and he begged him if he would just give him more time and be patient.
那个同伴就跪在地上，央求他说，宽容吧，宽容我吧，将来我也能够还清你的债。
But he refused. Instead, he went off and he had that man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt.
那个仆人不肯，去把他下在监里，说一直要等他还了债才能够放出来。
Now when the master heard what the servant had done, he said these words, "You wicked servant, I canceled all the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?"
那个主人听到这个事，就把那个仆人叫来，他说：“你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我把你所有的债都免了，你不应当同样的怜恤你的同伴吗？像我怜恤你吗？”
Now the whole thing about this parable is that last verse. This is how my heavenly Father will treat you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart.
所以这个故事最主要的经典就是在这儿，你们若个人若心里不饶恕你的弟兄，你们天父也要这样对你们。Think
that whole lifetime of wages, 20, 30 years of wages, all forgiven, but he could not forgive another person one day's wage.
你想想，他的主人免了他将近相当于30年的公债，他不能免别人1天的债。
So Jesus wanted us to learn this lesson. God is willing to forgive our lifetime of sin, past, present, and future. Are we not willing to forgive someone else the little thing that they have done wrong to us?
耶稣需要通过这个故事告诉我们，他免了我们一生所有的债，过去的、现在的和将来的所有的债。我们不能免去别人对我们欠的1点点债吗？
After we acted out this parable, there were students that came up to us and said, "We have never heard of forgiveness before."
当我们演出了之后，有些孩子就到我们面前说，我从来没有听过这样的故事。
Today, we want to take a look at 4 gifts to ask for, to accept, to give, and to receive.
所以今天我们的题目是，我们要讲4个礼物。 是所求、所接受、所给予、所接收的4个礼物。
We've been looking at a series on the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is teaching disciples what is prayer.
我们在过去的几个星期里面，我们在讲主导文。主导文就是耶稣教他的门徒如何祷告。
First of all, prayer is calling on God's name, our Father who art in heaven.
首先，祷告是呼求神，是我们天上的父。
Then prayer is seeing God's greatness more than our problems. Hallowed be thy name.
我们要看到，在这个祷告中要看到神的权柄，愿人都尊他的名为圣。
Prayer is seeking God's mission, thy kingdom come.
祷告是求神的义，是求神的国，愿你的国降临。
Prayer is looking for God's plan, thy will be done.
祷告是寻求神的旨意，愿他的旨意被执行。
Prayer is declaring my dependence on God, and that give us this day our daily bread.
祷告是宣布我们是要信靠神，赐给我们日用的饮食。
Today we want to see that prayer is communicating with God, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
今天我们所要讲的是祷告是与神交通，免我们的债如同我们免了别人的债。
Think about with me, what breaks communication?
我们的交通是怎么会中断的呢？
To trespass with our attitudes, our words or actions that cross the line, we trespass against, that can break communication.
就是常常我们的态度、我们的言语、我们的行为超过了这个底线，我们就得罪别人。
And once communication is broken, then the next question, what restores communication? And that is to forgive.
当交通中断了之后，如何恢复这样的交通？那我们唯一的办法就是饶恕。
Now, today, short little video, it's humorous, but it has a message for us. Short little video about giving good gifts and giving bad gifts, and the idea of communication can be broken.
等会我们要看一个很短的录像，这个录像会告诉我们怎么样去给别人好合适的礼物。若是不给别人好合适礼物，你就会你的交通就会中断，不会那么好笑。在当中一个最主要的一个东西，我们要了解，就是在美国文化当中，这个 dog house 有两层意义，一个意思就是 dog house 是狗的窝，还有一个意思呢，就是你在别人的 dog house 里，就是说别人会冷落你，我们台湾话叫，我们就不爽他，所以就是说别人当你这个做错事，人家就不愿意再跟你交通了，交流了，就是处在这样的境地底下。其实这个故事主要是讲那个一开始的时候，那个先生他为了结婚纪念去买一样礼物给他的妻子，那个妻子买的是一个有双层带的一个吸尘器，他觉得是一个最好的礼物，但是呢他妻子就是非常的不高兴，所以就把他踢到那个 dog house 里面，那个狗窝里。因为主要的意思，你想妻子平时在家里一天到晚已经干很多的活，你再买一个吸尘器就是叫他干更多的活。那个到狗窝里之后，你就看到有一大堆的男人，那些丈夫啊男朋友啊，他们不解自己为什么会落在这样的光景底下。常常他们都是给自己的妻子或者给自己的女朋友买的礼物呢，是没有不通过大脑思考的。那当中有的人说他是他买了可能妻子比较发福了，他给妻子买了游泳衣，也有的说是妻子还不如待在家里带孩子比较好，不要去工作了。还有的呢，有一个给妻子买了一个电脑的内存，他就自我感觉很良好的，还写了个字，感谢你给我的记忆。在英文里面，内存跟记忆两个字是同一个字，那实际上是妻子不会喜欢这样的礼物， 所以他也被扔在这个狗窝里。所以在狗窝里还有机会申诉，你们看到那个穿红衣服的他还去申诉。他就是怎么样呢？他是给妻子买了一个健身的器材，他就是要求妻子多健身少吃东西，多健身少吃东西。所以他们就问他一个很他说那你是不是不应该买这个礼物，你可以给妻子买一个健身的会员卡。他说是是是，结果呢还是继续留在狗窝里面没有出来。那最后你看到在落在狗窝的光景，因为没有人给他们烧饭，所以他们就吃那些起司饼，就是真的把起司煎一煎这个饼。所以但是有一个人比较聪明，他知道是应该怎么样去讨妻子的喜悦，他给他妻子买个项链，很漂亮的项链。所以这个故事告诉我们，就是我们要特别是先生们那个要动脑筋，如何是怎么样不要落在这样的光景。
So giving gifts, whether it's an anniversary gift, or whether it's a birthday gift, or Christmas is coming soon, giving a Christmas gift.
当你们送礼物的时候，不管是生日礼物，不管是结婚纪念日，不管是圣诞的时候。
What are the most wonderful gifts you can give? And that's what we want to think about, but sometimes we also need to think about how to get out of the doghouse.
你们会想怎么样去送最好的礼物，有的时候你们要当心不要落在自己被冷落的光景底下。
I was vacuuming the floor this week and the vacuum broke and I thought maybe I should get my wife a vacuum for Christmas and then I saw this video.
我上星期我在清晨的时候这个吸尘器坏了，那时候我想是不是应该帮妻子买一个新的吸尘器，但我想到了这个录像。
'Tis the season. It's the season of Christmas. It's the season for giving.
现在是一个给予的季节。
But let us not forget, 'tis the reason. It's the reason for giving.
这是我也是我们有理由去宽恕饶恕别人。
When you see a wreath, remind you of Christmas, but also remind you of the crown of thorns.And the reason for Jesus being born on this earth, that he might die for our sins, that we might have forgiving.
当我们看到这个花圈时，我们看到这个节日，但我们也要想到耶稣头上戴着那个冠冕，那个用荆棘编的冠冕。
Now the first gift that we want to be able to give, asking God's forgiveness of us.
首先我们要要求是神给我们怜悯，是要求给神给我们宽恕。
Now the question we want to ask, why does God forgive? I am an unworthy sinner. I have sinned against God. Why would God forgive me?
为什么神会饶恕我们呢？
First of all, his compassion. The Bible tells us the Lord, the compassionate, gracious God, slow to anger.Abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Exodus 34:6-7.
首先的原因就是神的怜悯。我们在出埃及记我们就34:6-7看到耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，他不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和恩典，为千万人留存慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
I don't deserve his compassion.
我们不配他的怜悯。
Secondly, his love. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. David prayed this in Psalm 51.
第二是神的爱。他在大卫在诗篇51:1第一节里面说，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
Third is his grace. Grace is something I do not deserve. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Psalm 103:8.
这在诗篇第103篇第八节里面就讲到神的恩典。这个神的恩典也是我们不配，神有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
And then his mercy. What I deserve is his judgment. What I deserve, he does not give me. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
我们还要看到神的怜恤在我们这些不配的人的身上。当恶人离弃自己的路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜恤他。当归向我们的神，因神必广行赦免。
We all need God's forgiveness, and we're not worthy of God's forgiveness. Thank God for His compassion, love, mercy, and grace.
我们不配神的赦免。但是我们都需要神的赦免，因为神有怜悯、有爱、有恩典、有怜恤。
How does God forgive?
神如何来赦免我们？
For salvation, tells us in Hebrews 9:22. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
第一是神的救赎按照希伯来书九章二十二节按照律法凡物差不多都是用血洁净的若不流血罪就不得赦免了。
God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Paul tells us in Colossians 2.
哥罗西书第就在保罗跟我们讲神让我们从过犯中赦免了我们他用他的在钉在十字架上的付出了他的工价。
I want you to take a look here at God's math, how it works here. You see, there's one cross, one sacrifice, Jesus Christ, once for all, laid down his life for us.
那我们看一下神的数学是怎么样的。就是他首先我们看到的是一个十字架。
And then there are three nails that were nailed as Christ was on the cross, and that reminds us of our sins, past, present, and future, all nailed to the cross.
我们看到三个钉子，三个钉子就是我们过去、现在和将来所有的罪都钉在十字架上。
And that adds up when we ask Him to forgive us, adds up to forgiven.
加在一起就是 forgiven 在这边赐是有两层意思是一次代表赐也代表 for 所以 forgiven 加在一起就是宽恕神的怜悯饶恕
We ask his salvation We ask him to forgive us of all our sins
我们要求神来赦免我们所有的罪
We put our faith in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins
我们的信心是在神在钉在耶稣钉在十字架上。
Then there's also the matter of fellowship.
我们还要看到与神同在的一面。
To maintain fellowship with God, Jesus gave some very important instructions to his disciples. In John 13:10, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet, their whole body is clean.
所以若是明白神的同在的意义耶稣在约翰福音十三章十节里面讲到凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗全身就干净了。
When we ask Jesus Christ, we ask God to forgive us of our sin, it's like taking a bath. The blood of Christ washes away all our sin.
当我们要耶稣基督救赎的时候我们就像在洗澡一样就把所有的罪他的血把我们所有的罪都洗净了。
But in our daily lives, we often have to wash our hands. We often have to, in that time, they had dirt roads, so they had to wash their feet also.
但我们每天过日子的时候我们每天也要洗手就像当初那样因为地上都是尘土的泥土的路他们进门都要洗脚。
So we ask Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins. That's our bath through the blood of Christ.But to maintain our fellowship, Lord, today, I need to ask you to forgive me for what I did that today. So we wash our hands, we maintain our fellowship with God.
我们要求耶稣 来赦免我们的罪，就像我们洗澡一样。但是我们每天的日子，当我们都要回到神的面前，要求他赦免我们的每天的罪。
So we need both. We need a bath, and we need to wash our hands and feet when we have something comes between us and God, our fellowship with God.
我们既需要洗澡，也要需要每天的洗脚。那洗脚就是每天我们到神的面前，要求他赦免我们。
David tells us in Psalm 51:7, "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." And then he says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." So one is speaking of salvation, one is speaking of fellowship.
大卫在诗篇五十一篇就讲到，求你用牛膝草接近我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。然后他又讲到，求你使我仍得救恩之乐。这两边讲的是两个面，一面是讲到他的救恩，第二是讲到他们每天的有这样的与主同在的经历。
Then what happens to our sins? We confess our sins to God. First of all, they go out of sight. Isaiah 38 says, "You have put all my sins behind your back."
那我们的罪去哪儿了呢？在以赛亚书三十八章就讲到，因为你将我一切的罪都扔在你的背后，这样让我们不再看见我们的罪。
We need to understand what God's forgiveness is all about. Number two tells us that they go out of reach.
第二，我们讲到这个罪是远离我们了。
Psalm 103 verse 12, "They go out of reach as far as the east is from the west." So far has he removed our transgressions from us.
诗篇一百零三篇十二节就讲到，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
They go out of mind. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my sake and remembers your sins no more. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
他也不再纪念我们的罪了。以赛亚书四十三章就讲到，唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
And number four, they go out of existence. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity.
他也不再存在了，因为就像诗篇五十一章九节讲到，求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。
Praise God for His complete forgiveness.
感谢神，完完全全的赦免我。
That's the first gift. The second gift is to accept God's forgiveness of us.
我们刚刚讲的是第一个，我们第二个礼物就是我们要接受，神对我们的赦免。
Why ask God for forgiveness?
为什么我们要求神给我们赦免？
Because we have sinned against God. Whatever we have done, David reminds us this. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge.
在大卫在诗篇五十一篇第四节讲到，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你面前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
We need to ask God for His forgiveness.
我们需要寻求神的赦免。
How do we ask God's forgiveness?
我们如何去寻求这样？
We ask God, we must confess our sins. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, God, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
就如约翰一书里面第三第九节所讲的，我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洁净我们一切的不义。
Number two, we must repent of our sins. Acts 3, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out.
就像第二，我们在看到使徒行传第三章第十九节所讲的，我们你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。
So to repent is to turn around completely, 180 degrees. We're going in this direction. And we repent, we confess our sin, and we turn around and go another direction.
悔改就是我们要悔改，要归正，就是我们原来是朝一个方向走，然后要180度朝另外一个方向走。
Then we must believe in Christ. You see, all the prophets testified about Him, Jesus, that everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins through His name.
我们要相信耶稣，就像使徒行传十章四十三节所讲的，众先知也为他做见证，凡信他的人，必因他的名得蒙赎罪。
Have you asked God for forgiveness of sin?
那我们是不是寻求了，希望神来赦免我们的罪？
What happens into our guilt? In Psalm 32, David said these words, Then I acknowledge my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
那我们的负罪感去哪儿呢？就像大卫在诗篇三十二章第五节所讲的，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
So he forgives us of our sin, and then he also takes away the guilt.
他不仅赦免我们的罪，也把我们的罪恶感拿走。
I want to tell you the story of a young man who had a daughter. His daughter was 3 months old, and his wife had gone grocery shopping.
我想告诉你们一个故事，有一个年轻人，他有一个三个月大的女孩，她的亲自去外面去购物。
And this young man had a heart condition that sometimes his heart would beat irregular.
这个年轻人有一个心脏不规则的跳动。
As he was washing giving the bath to his daughter in the sink, and he was giving her a bath, and they were, you know, of course she was giggling and whatever, and he was giving her the bath.
当他给他的女孩洗澡的时候，他们在放在那个洗澡的盆里面。
And suddenly he passed out. And he passed out, and his head hit the counter and he fell on the floor.
突然间他一下子晕倒，他的头敲在这个地上的硬的地板上，所以他就摔倒在地上。
He woke up.Not knowing how long he'd been out, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. And his daughter had drowned.
他醒来的时候，他不知道多久，当他醒来的时候，他的孩子已经被淹死了。
Immediately he called for ambulance, he called 911, and they rushed the daughter to the hospital.
他把救护车叫来，然后把这个孩子送到医院。
There was nothing they could do. He had passed away. And this, there was nothing they could do. It was ruled an accident.
医院什么事情也不能做，因为他的女孩已经去世。所以他们断定这是一个事故。
The story of this young man is the story of my son Jonathan, and the young baby is my granddaughter.
这个故事是讲的是我儿子 Jonathan, 他的故事。
After that happened, many nights.He could not sleep. He had nightmares. And he knew it was an accident. But he had nightmares. He could not sleep.
但这个事情发生的时候，他就许多的晚上他都没有办法睡觉。虽然他知道这个是一个事故，但是他没有办法入睡。
And then he realized that God not only forgives our sins, but he takes away any guilt. And although it was no wrong that he had done, but he had to have found peace with God.
所以他明白，有一天明白，就是当神把我们的赦免我们的罪的时候，也把我们的罪恶感拿走。虽然他自己并没有做犯了罪，但是他这个罪恶感一直在他的身上有这样的负担。
I hear of young people who are driving in a car with their friends and accidentally have an accident, and their friends are all killed in that accident, but that driver somehow survived.
我也听到故事，那些年轻人，他们开车与自己的朋友一起出去，最后发生事故之后，他的朋友被撞死了，他自己没有。
We need God's forgiveness. He forgives us of our sin. He gives us peace in our heart as He takes away that guilt.
所以你们看到，神不仅是给我们赦免我们的罪，他还把我们的罪恶感拿走。
The third gift we need is giving forgiveness to others.
第三个礼物就是我们要把宽恕送给别人。Why
should we forgive others?
为什么我们要宽恕别人呢?
First of all, let us not forget that God forgives us.
首先我们不要忘记神赦免了我们。
For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you will not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Matthew 6, right after the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gave these words to His disciples.
在马太福音16章14-15节，就是刚刚读导文，马上在读导文以下，耶稣就讲了这些话，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父 也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
And then secondly, we see Jesus forgave. When Jesus was on the cross, as they crucified him on that cross, he cried out to his Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
要我们看到耶稣赦免我们，我们看到耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，他也 对父神说，父神啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
As Christians, we not only learn from how God forgives us and how Jesus forgave on the cross, but we as Christians ought to forgive.
当我们学习耶稣的功课，我们作为一个基督徒，我们要学会怎么样饶恕别人。
Stephen in Acts chapter 7, as they were stoning him to death, Stephen said these words, Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
在使徒行传里，我们看到斯蒂凡，被人用石头打死的时候，在打他的时候，斯蒂凡说：“主啊，不要将这个罪归给他们。”
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
并要恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕你们一样。
And then the question is asked, how often should we forgive? Is there a limit?
我们也要问，我们要饶恕多少次呢？是不是我们有限制？
Peter and Matthew chapter 18, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?
那是彼得对耶稣说， 主啊，我的弟兄得罪我，当饶恕他多少次呢？7次可以吗？
Really, the Jews at that time, they thought that 3 times was enough. I guess they played a lot of baseball. 3 strikes and you're out.
犹太人那个时候觉得饶恕3次就可以了，就像他们，也许他们在当时，就像我们现在打那个棒球，3次你就出局了。
So Peter thought he was being generous. 7 times? I'm being very generous. More than 3. 7 times.
彼得觉得自己还不错了，他能够饶恕别人7次，比3次多很多了。But
Jesus answered, I tell you not 7 times, but 77 times.
耶稣说, 我对你说不是七次，而是七十个七次。
Now you could understand it 77 times or 70 times 7, 490 times.
那就是相当于490次。
That doesn't mean after 490, all right, you reached your limit.
那并不是说你到了490次，是你说你到了极限。
Especially in a marriage, husband and wife, you probably go over 490 times.
若是在婚姻当中，夫妻之间很容易就过了这个490次。
We need to learn, as Luke 17 says, if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them.
就像路加福音十七章所讲的，你们要谨慎，若是你们的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次悔转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
The first gift, God forgives us. The second gift, we need to understand, again, accepting God's forgiveness. And the third gift is giving forgiveness to others.
第一是神赦免我们，第二是我们要接受神的赦免，第三是我们要把饶恕给别人。
So the fourth gift, gift number three here, we need to understand is what happens to our heart when we forgive others.
我再补充一点，在第三个礼物里面还要讲，就是我们的心是怎么样呢？
When we learn to forgive others, instead of becoming bitter in our hearts,Our hearts become better and more Christ-like.
当我们饶恕别人的时候，我们的心中的苦毒就会被拿走，我们的心就会变成更美好。
Colossians 3:13, because you are to clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bear with each other, and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive.As the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
哥罗西书第三章十二十三节就讲到，你们既是神的选民，蒙受圣洁蒙爱的人，就要穿上怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有间隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Recently, I don't know if you saw this in the news, but in the last week, there was a young pastor by the name of Davy Blackburn. His pregnant wife was shot in the head during a home invasion.
最近，就是上个星期，我看到了一件事，就是Davy Blackburn 这个牧师，他的话语，在他有怀孕的妻子。被一个抢劫犯打在他的头上。
He released a statement. My hope is for three things in the weeks and months to come.
他写了这样三句话，他说我希望在将来的日月里面，我们要做到这三件事情。
First, that the court system would have wisdom in how to prosecute this man.So that no one else endures the pain Amanda and our family have had to endure because of his actions.
首先我们相信我希望看见这个司法系统有智慧去控诉这个人。这样的话就是所有的家庭其他的家庭不再会像我们家庭承受到这样的痛苦。
There are consequences to sin and wrongdoing.
当你做错事的时候是会有结果的。
Number two, Pastor Dave said that through all of this, and although there would be great consequences for his actions, that he would become truly sorry for what he's done and would even begin to experience the life-transforming power of the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ.
第二就是那个犯罪罪犯。 虽然他要为此付出代价，但他也希望在这个他能够真正的为自己的行为所后悔，能够自己经历耶稣基督在他生命当中的改变，能够看到耶稣基督的恩典与怜悯。
I don't know if you could do this, like pray for the person who killed your loved one. That's what he's doing. He's praying for God to help that person repent of their sin and believe in Jesus.
他所祷告的是那个为他把他心爱的人杀死的那个罪犯，希望他能够回转。
And then number three, he said that Jesus would give me and our family a heart of forgiveness. Though everything inside of me wants to hate, be angry, and slip into despair, I choose the route of forgiveness, grace, and hope. Today, I am deciding to love, not hate. Today I'm deciding to extend forgiveness, not bitterness. Today I'm deciding to hope, not despair. And by Jesus' power at work within us, the best is still yet to come. Even when I don't see it, I believe it to be true.
他讲到，他是希望耶稣给我以及我们的家庭，一个宽恕的心。虽然在我的心里面，我们的心里面，我是愿意去痛恨这个人，我愿意比非常的愤怒，我甚至于到一个绝望的地步。但是我今天所选择的不是这个，而是选择了爱，选择不去痛恨。我希望把我们的牢骚不是我们的苦毒交给别人，而是愿意有耶稣基督的能力在我的心中做工。使我虽然还现在还没有看到这个最更美好的一天，但是我相信他会给我带来更美好的一天。
And then the fourth gift is receiving forgiveness from others. Why should I ask forgiveness?
第四就是接受别人的饶恕。
Therefore, James tells us, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other.So that you may be healed.
雅各书第五章就讲到，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
We're to confess to one another to bring healing to relationships. There are people that have not talked to one another for months, and there's healing that needs to come.
当我们彼此认罪的时候，我们的医治就开始。
How should we ask for forgiveness?
那我们如何接受别人的饶恕？
We apologize. I am truly sorry from the heart.
首先我们要道歉，说我们对不起。
And then we need to confess all wrongdoing. I was wrong.
第二，我们要承认，说我们做错了。
Now, a lot of times we're thinking,I was 40% wrong and they were 60% wrong. And so maybe I could say I was 40% wrong, but that's wrong. You need to confess I was wrong.
有的时候我们觉得我们自己在错当中只占 40%, 对方占 60%, 这是错误的态度。当我们说错的时候，我们就说我是错了。
To seek forgiveness, please forgive me.
所以寻求饶恕，就是说，请饶恕我。
Followed by change in our attitudes, our words, our actions to restore that relationship, peace and harmony.
当我们说请求饶恕的时候，我们要改变我们的态度、我们的话语，改变我们的行为，使我们能够恢复到和平与和谐当中。
So what happens to our relationships if your brother or sister sins?Go and point out their fault. They may not even know it. And just between the two of you, if they listen to you, you have won them over.
那如何来恢复我们之间的关系呢？就是在圣经中说，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，就去，趁着只有和他你和他在一处的时候，指出他的错。 他若听你的，你便得着了你的弟兄。
It's time to get out of the doghouse. With God and with others. How can you get out of the doghouse? How do we apply this?
我们是我们从那个冷若当中拯救出来的时候不论是我们跟神的关系也好是跟别人的关系也好那么我们如何从这个冷若当中出来呢
Number one, I will ask for God's forgiveness to establish my relationship with God and to maintain my fellowship with God.
首先我们要求神的饶恕我们要建立跟他建立这样的关系使神与我们一直同在。
I will accept number two, God's forgiveness, not only of my sins, but of the guilt.
我们要接受神的饶恕。
Number three, I will forgive others who have wronged me.
我们也要接受我们也要饶恕别人那些得罪我们的弟兄。
And I will ask forgiveness from others.
我也要求别人来饶恕我。
Help us to do this every day, dear God.
愿神帮助我们每天都能行出这样来。
We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together. I'm going to ask you to stand, and then Pastor Sam Shockley will come up to sing for us the Lord's Prayer. So if we would please stand.
我请大家起立，让我们一起读祷文，然后我请Sam 牧师来唱读祷文。
Together.Our Father who art in heaven.
你一起读。
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Thy kingdom come.
Thy
will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation.But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Which art isThank you.